coming. Yeezy, just jumped over jumping. Yeezy, I feel so accomplished. I done talked a lot of shit, but I just did the numbers. Herzog and Adidas, man, you know they love it. If Nike ain't had Drizzy, man, they wouldn't have nothing. Woo! If Nike ain't had Dossie, man, they wouldn't have nothing. Woo! But I'm all for the family, tell them, get your money. Yeezy, they line up for days. Nike out here bad and can't get shit away. I stuck to my roots, I'm like Jimmy Fallon. I ain't dropped an album, but the shoes went platinum. Every time I talk, they say I'm too aggressive. I was out here spazzing, now y'all get the message. On the field, I'm over reckless on my Odell Beckham. 2020, I'ma run the whole election. I've been trending years, y'all a couple days. Easy in the house and we just gotta praise. Nike treat employees just like slaves. Hey, LeBron and Billy, not to run away. $10,000 fur for Nori, I just copped it. Your baby daddy won't even take your daughter shopping. I done wore designers, I won't wear again. Make them niggas famous, they get air again. Yeezy, just jumped over jumping. Yeezy, just jumped over jumping. Yeezy, this is pure luxury. I give him great coupon on a DJ Mustard. If you ain't poppin' shit, then why you rap for? Plus Kimoji just shut down the app store. And we made $1 million a minute. We made $1 million a minute. Yeah, we made $1 million a minute. We made $1 million a minute. Do anybody feel bad for Bill Cosby? Did he forget the names just like Steve Harvey? Tell Adidas that we need $1 million in production. I done told y'all all I needed was the infrastructure. Now we hottest in the streets, it ain't no discussion. James Harden, Swaggy P running up the budget. Keep the bird at my baby mama house. I'm a jerk, you need to work, you need to come fast. Yeezy, take a picture with me on Rodale. Yeezy, I might do my own hotel. Couches, which one should I pick? I need extra deep, I like my bitches extra thick. Every time I see the news, man, it bring me home. Call up DJ Mano, shout out Twilight Tone. We just best to be alive, yeah, ain't got the truth. So let's celebrate the life.
The Timbuktu. Yeah, man. We're back. Welcome back to the Hospitality Room Podcast. Man, it's been what?
Has it been 2 years yet?
No, it's over 2 years, man.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Yes. I want to say the last show we did was the Kendrick Lamar show, man. That me and you did. And everybody, I am Chuck P. And I have Mr. QJ Pimpson with me. Welcome back, sir.
Yes, how goes it, sir?
Oh, it's great. It's the 25th of 2016. Yeah. But yeah, back to what we were saying, though. The last time we did... the last time me and you did a show was the Kendrick Lamar...
I want to say it was... Shit on Schoolboy Q, I never forget it.
Oh, man. That was messed up, but it was kind of messed up. Because he, it's like nobody knew his music.
Yes, and then he blew up and died. Everybody.
Yeah,
died.
I bet you.
But, you know, it was a fun show. I'm not going to take away from it, but I kind of did.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it. Okay, sir. So, QJ Pimpson is the co-founder of the Hospitality Room. And he also is a businessman.
Oh, yes. I like to dabble. I am such a nerd.
Yes.
It's a shame.
Go ahead and tell the people a little bit about what's been going on in your life since the last time we spoke. What's going on? Now, I'll follow you.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'll keep it professional because I don't want to take shots because some definitely need to be taken, but I'm not going to go there today.
Yeah, it's not the place.
Well, long story short, I started doing, well, you know, I'm a programmer. I make websites and apps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And recently I've been touring, not touring like big time, but going around different cities, doing talks and things. One of the most recent talks was Vegas, and that was amazing.
Yes.
And then Chicago, and I had to go, like, the one day it was, like, 0 degrees. And I was like, oh, I was in Iowa, I could handle it. Yeah, being out of the cold for 10 years and going up there one day with the 0 degrees, man, that ain't cool.
Yes.
So, yeah, but other than that, man, you know, doing the talks, been talking at schools, you know, teaching on the side, trying to get these kids to learn how to code, man, that's real big. And then just trying to get the girls into the code because, you know, I'm the only man in my house, man. I got to support these women, let everybody get some of this, just get some of this knowledge, man. Like, it's too much out there to know. Why hold people back? In order to be in this field, you got to be throwing it off anyway. So, if you're going to put up with all of the stuff associated with doing this, does it matter what the fuck you look like? Like,
yeah, just, well,
just do what you got to do.
It shouldn't, you know?
Yeah. But that's my house. But yeah, that's it, man. Just a lot of cold and a lot of work and a lot of, you know, family shit, daddy shit. Just, I stay busy, man. Stay busy.
And, okay, everybody, if you're experiencing technical difficulties on the other end or sound difficulties, we're trying out a new system here. I have the mixer, but it is just off right now. It's offline, in better words.
We had hiatus, man. We would be alright.
Hey, man, this is the first time we ran in, what, 2.5 years? For real.
Yeah. I'm trying to think the last time we talked, what all went down besides, I mean, it's been, my goodness. I don't know.
Yeah, so, okay, I am Chuck P again. Nothing, well, I kind of switched up my line of work. Well, instead of, I'm going to just say, I'm cooking full time now. Like, that is my new career since the last time we talked. Other than some major life changes, I've been listening to podcasts.
So you like out there like Emerald? You say you're cooking now.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it is professional cooking that I am doing, but yeah. I don't. I'm very meek about it. Not meek meal, but meek. Just I don't like to brag on myself. But I do put all my heart into my work, and we do make good dishes. So, if you're ever in Southwest Louisiana, come check me out. You know where I work at.
Bring up Drake talking about meat meal.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's been so long, man. We missed so many good topics that we could have talked about, man. Yeah. So many. Man.
But 2016, man, they got so much craziness going on, and we're only in March. So we'll be all right.
Yeah, shit, since the last time we talked, man, a bunch of craziness and shit is... Well, it's still going on, man. Fucking Donald Trump is an actual serious candidate for the presidency.
Yeah, I remember back when everybody used to laugh and think it was funny.
Yeah, we talked shit about him about asking Obama for his birth certificate.
Yeah,
that was...
Made all kind of jokes. Still making them.
Yeah, because it is a fucking joke to me. But, yeah, it's amazing that this demographic of people has such a voice in, like, the news media, and I know it can't, well, it's probably based on money, but the demographic that is behind Donald Trump is not necessarily a group of, you know, rich folks.
That is the most interesting part of this whole dynamic. Like, the people who ride for him is not necessarily what he's saying, because he's always been saying this type of stuff. I mean, he was always a joke, you know, because he's never changed. He's always been a way. He's always been a joke. But it's like, now all of a sudden, all the people who just have things that they just always wanted to say, but are just too scared to say it themselves, they got somebody to do it for them, and they can just co-sign it. So It's like they got a lot of that going on, like a lot, just a lot of cosign. And then you ask, because it's so crazy to me. It's like the dude has never said anything important yet, and he's winning. So
that you took the words out of my mouth, because that was what is after being inundated with Donald Trump. If you turn on any news station for the past 8 months now. What is his plan? Like, I have no fucking idea what his plan is.
Or anything.
And it's, I'm not really trying to pay attention to what his plan is, but I never heard him say anything about, oh yeah, we're gonna cut the unemployment rate by 2.7% or so, anything. Just something.
He speaks in generalities.
This motherfucker just get on the mic and talk shit about people in the crowd and talk shit about Arabs.
Then also agrees to pay the court fees if you, you know, do anything.
Yeah.
Pay your lawyer fee. So, yeah, but that's amazing to me. And it's like, every time people get interviewed knowing that they're being interviewed because they're supporting them, they all sound the same. People ask him, like, why are you voting for him? Because he's going to get stuff done. I'm like,
what is he going to get done?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What is his job's plan? What is his plan to stop this fucking racism that's going on?
Stop it. That's how everything started for him. The whole Mexicans are the rapists and the drugs. Like that whole Mexicans rant. Out the gate racism is what catapulted him. So shit, he ain't trying to stop nothing.
Like, we need that. It's to the point where the debates are like, okay, a few months ago it was like, Donald Trump gets on the mic and just basically says, I'm gonna put it in our terms for everybody. Man, fuck you, Jeb Bush, man. You the brother of a dumbass and your daddy a bitch. Fuck you, your wife and your mama. Basically, that's what he said. He disrespected that man's whole family repeatedly on the mic.
No, he did.
And Jeb Bush just stood there and was like, oh, I'm not gonna. That's why he had to leave. Because it was either stay there, he was going to have to stay there and punch Donald Trump in the face and risk his career. Because that's the only way. You can't come back from that, man. You can't let nobody just disrespect your wife and your mom like that on TV.
Continually. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He just knows how to get on your nerves. The fucking dude
that looked like he took the inside of a chinchilla coat and put on top of his head, man. That dude.
Man. I just wish one day somebody just snatched off his head in public. Because if he get offended about his baby hand.
Now, I think it's one of those Bosley things, though. I think it's just like one of the And he just took like the hair off of a camel or something and got the plugs put in there. Like I think that's what it was.
You know, him has got to be some exotic.
Something man. Exotic, yeah. Something that his son shot up in Africa, you know. I had to sip some tea on that, I'm sorry.
The rich folk go travel, spend all this money to go to some deserted area and kill an animal. Like, isn't that a thing?
Yes, that is.
I don't know.
Okay, so that brings us to okay. So we know Donald Trump is going to win on the Republican side. Like this is a no-brainer. What do you think about the Democratic side? Or have you been keeping up with it since you know you've been traveling and everything? No,
man, I'll tell you like this. It's like. No selection is a good selection. Everybody's got something on them. Like, I don't know if it's... And then what's crazy is, it's always been like this. It's just that with social media, man, it's like people just have different outlooks on things because more stuff is out in the open. Like, just think about when Watergate went down. If, like, there would have been a social media out when Watergate went down. Like, it would have been totally different. Like, the exposure would have been different, you know... Times are so different. The reactions to things just, we know way too, we know a whole lot more than we should.
Yeah. I guess.
And with that, it kind of, you know, makes it like it don't matter who I pick. I don't like Hillary for the, you know, just for being Hillary and being around too much. And the only thing that I would give her credit for is, you know, if she chose to do the whole riding it out with Bill, and she actually did, she didn't renege on it. You know, she was a person of a word. I give her that. Then you got Bernie. And it's just so funny to me how everybody just loves Bernie Sanders. And he's like, he's essentially like Trump, except Trump is so racist that it makes Bernie Sanders look nothing like him. But he's almost exactly like him as far as his stance on things, just not the way he delivers it. And just black people and young people just eating it up, like, oh, he's saying it's free school. Yeah, I won't go to school for free. But why he been saying that shit the whole time he been in office for all them years? Like, this, he ain't new. They say he outsider, but he's been there.
Yes, indeed. Well, as you know and remember, I campaigned for Barack Obama in 2007. It was me, Jay Adams, and a couple of other people. You know, yeah, we all like, and I'm putting it out there, like, so this is to let you know where my opinion of this comes from. I campaigned for Obama. I wanted the change. I was down when everybody was about the change. As soon as he got in the office, you know, the obstruction started. So it's like Bernie Sanders to me came and is he, to my opinion, is he's going to try to do his best to continue on the same principles Obama had set in 07 that he wanted to do. But I don't think that it's still not realistic with the way that the way Congress and the Senate is set, because all the motherfuckers that's flooding your timeline and sending you messages about Bernie Sanders just forgot to go and fucking vote in 2010. You know what I'm saying? In 2010 and 2014, they just didn't vote during the midterms. So now we have a Congress and a Senate that's full of fucking Tea Parties. People that just said, fuck Obama. A lot of them lost their jobs because they just turned their backs on Obama. And I'm very sour about that. Like that put a bad taste in my mouth about the Democratic Party. It's like, oh, we're gonna ride with him for this because we all actually want this. Because Obama was the one that he wanted the single payer.
Yeah.
But he knew he knew that wasn't gonna get through, so he had to change it to something that actually would get through, because he knew that he didn't have the numbers because nobody went to the fucking polls.
Right.
It's nothing about, oh, this demographic didn't turn out and this and that. No, it doesn't matter. MSNBC had motherfuckers on there telling people not to vote during the midterms.
Are you serious?
Yes. Ed Schultz, number one. I'm not going to hit you with the yada and say look it up, but it's there. The time when they had the big unemployment window that was just like everybody was unemployed. And people was unemployed for months. He was telling them, man, fuck it. Don't go and vote in November. Then fuck them. They don't want to do nothing. Don't give them their jobs. And it was that. And then the people, the Democrats that were actually still in office, just turned their backs because the media had turned the Affordable Health Care Act into Obamacare. and it just left a sour taste in everybody's mouth. Like it just gave them a bad opinion on it because they changed the term to Obamacare. All this was going on, but now all of a sudden we got a ride for this dude that's been there. He was there when all this was going on. I don't give a how the fuck he's an outsider. I don't know. Like that, it just because he's an independent, he's an outsider. He's not part of the Democratic clique, but he voted with Democrats damn near 100% of the time.
Title.
Yeah, it was a few of them that were independents, and it was a few votes that I remember, and I don't remember what the votes were for, but I know that these motherfuckers didn't vote with the Democrats. It was him and Joe Lieberman. I remember this, and it's fucked up that now all of a sudden now we got to ride with this dude. And I'm not saying Hillary no better, because Hillary is not any better.
Yeah.
Like, fuck her and Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Bill Clinton out there saying sideways shit all the time, and then he gotta come back and say, oh, that it was out of context. But you've been saying this slander shit towards Obama for years now, dude.
Well, he beat Hillary. He
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's the one thing people feel and realize. Like, yeah, they are Democrats, but he did beat his wife, so...
Yeah. Come on, man! Like, I'm not expecting nothing real civilized, period, from a dude from Arkansas.
Big silly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh man! Come on, baby! Like, I stopped riding for Hillary when Hillary started taking those cheap shots. Because Hillary is the real career politician. Bernie Sanders is too, but Hillary got him. Like, yeah Hillary would, like, just to do the job, I think she would be the best person out of the people that they have now. Like, the people that's up now, she would be the best person to actually do the job. But it's just... It's so many crooked things that then happened with the Clintons over the years, man. It's like, what the fuck? Like you know she's good at her job, but she's just an evil person. Like that's how people look at her.
That may be true.
Yeah, I didn't like all the borderline racist shit that was said years ago during the 08 primaries. Her and Bill was with the slanted racist shit. And I've been made a check mark on people that said the sideways racist shit. And they're on the list.
Who else you got?
Bernie Sanders is on the list.
What you mean? He stood out there and got bit by dogs and got sprayed with the water hose. Didn't he? That's what everybody be saying.
I mean, so did Jesse Jackson.
Al Sharpton.
I mean, I'm not gonna name the black people that was out there. They got a bunch of other white people that was out there too. It wasn't just like, oh, it was a bunch of niggas and Bernie Sanders. he was the only person that wrote for him. So now we got. So what? Okay, if we gonna prop him up for that, why we don't prop up everybody else that walked with every other white person that walked with the black people back in the day? Oh, my bad. They're not running for president. My bad. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm not.
Yeah, exposure, man. He's one better than the I got a black friend. He's like, I got arrested marching with my black friends. Ha ha. Beat that.
Did he have to suffer through 40 more years of oppression afterwards? 40 years of racism afterwards?
Well, the video I saw was black and white, so I don't know if that's been updated.
Oh okay. That answers my question. The black and white video. That's about right.
But at one moment in time, Bernie Sanders was willing to go to jail to be a nigga lover. So I'll give him that much and that much only. But this outsider shit, how you gonna be an outsider when you've been a politician for 30 years? That's, you don't get no more insiders.
That's what, like, I'm saying. And then, like, I was told, because tonight you're gonna hear my opinion on this. Because if anybody else would have been on the show, my opinion would have not been as full.
Right.
And I'm saying this because I don't want to, like, I don't want to, you know, break up friendships over this bullshit. Because at the end of the day, we're going to vote for somebody blue. We're not voting for Donald Trump.
Of course.
So why get the blows over the minuscule shit that, like, if you just really pay attention, you'll see that, oh, okay, this is really true. Like, the motherfucker been a Washington politician for 30 fucking years.
But he's about to start a revolution, though.
Okay, what the fuck did he do to try to help out the black community since then, if he rolled with Martin Luther King?
It don't matter what he did.
No. Yes, it does, because it's what have you done for me lately?
Oh, well.
Let's not forget that. This is the society we live in, is what have you done for me lately, recently.
Well, I guess it all depends on when it breaks the news, because for Hillary, they've been having them emails and shit for like months, and then they just strategically release them a little bit at a time. But, so really, it's all about timing.
Hey, I'm really not enthused to vote, period. Like, I'm not like I was during the last two elections, because, like, number one, niggas been getting killed by the police.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? For the past, let's just go since we haven't been on, man. How many niggas done got shot by the police? You can't even count. Like, you don't have enough fucking fingers to count.
Nah, that's the ones that even make fucking headline news.
And you think motherfucking Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders actually worried about that? This motherfucker want to come tell us he gonna give us some jobs? You gonna give a job to a fucking body that's full of police bullets? That's who you giving the job to?
But I thought word on the street was that the black people was killing themselves.
I mean, the police not helping the situation.
Oh no, don't get me wrong. I'm afraid to even see a policeman. So,
man. Yeah. Number two, you're selling everybody a dream.
Yeah.
You selling a fucking dream, a wolf ticket. You trying to hoodwink people. Come on, man. There's no motherfucking way he gonna get all that shit done. No way.
Well, no, yeah, because even Obama didn't get all the stuff he wanted done. He had 8 years, so. But as long as it's, like, important stuff, because nobody ever gets everything done. But, like, that's the thing. Like, out of everybody who's, well, before I say that, you gave your two issues. I'd tell you my one. I hate to say it, but I just was only paying attention because he was black. I didn't want to be that shallow about it, but I'm just being honest. Like, that was our shot to get one in, and we got one in, and damn it, I was excited, and yes, I said it. Sorry.
And let me put this out in the open, because I don't go back on what I said.
Right.
I don't. I value friendships at such a high level that I'm willing to tone down my speech to keep friendships together. That's what I'm. That's why I said it like that.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing, man. You have that kind of foresight. That's excellent.
I just think that I don't. I think that Bernie Sanders is selling as a wolf ticket. Hillary Clinton is the person nobody likes. And if you vote in Republican, I really do think you have a problem. Like, you have a mental problem, and your manner offends me. And I'd rather not be in your space. You can take up all the space, just don't come into mine. That's how I feel if you vote Republican, period. If you're voting for Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, I don't give a fuck, Donald Trump, whoever. You can vote for
Dr. Ben with the miracle hands.
Oh, Ben Carson too. Like, yeah, I'm actually gonna challenge your IQ. Seriously.
It's like you can't even
win. Because if you riding still on the trickle down and then the no taxes bullshit, when has that worked? Did that work from 2000 to 2008? Hell no. Fuck, man. Did it work from 88 to 92? No, it didn't. As a matter of fact, it has never fucking worked, and it never will. It's, the trickle-down economics thing is pretty much, it's like a motherfucker that's trying to get you to buy some shit on the pyramid scheme.
Who's that latest one?
You're not even going to get the juice. He's just going to sell you a certificate to get the juice.
Get you some timeshares too while you're at it.
Yeah, maybe if you keep riding with us, maybe one day you have enough money that you can actually be one of us, stupid ass hick motherfucker. Maybe so. Oh yeah, I mean, that's why I'm voting for George Bush. Oh fuck it, I'm voting for Mitt Romney. I don't even like these Yankee motherfuckers, but I vote for Mitt Romney. And you kiss my motherfucking ass, man. Something is wrong with you.
Why did you bring up Mitt Romney, bro?
Because how the fuck you gonna ride with somebody? Where the fuck Mitt Romney from? First off,
where is he from? Like Minnesota? Where is he from?
Let's go with New Hampshire for a dollar.
New Hampshire.
Bernie Sanders from Vermont.
I'm sorry, the whole Bernie thing, it just rubs me the wrong way. Like,
yes, because it's insulting. That's why. Especially as a minority, you insulted me by trying to tell me some shit that I already know. Don't try to tune me in like I haven't been tuned in over the last 8 years. Because unlike y'all, I pay attention to the people I vote for, because I voted for them for a reason. Not just because they were there. I voted for them because they were the best person that was in the slot to do the job. So I'm hopefully that they'll do the job correctly, you know? But evidently, I'm too dumb to realize that. And I just voted for the nigga because he was a nigga. Now you need to tell me everything Bernie Sanders has done. Like, I haven't been paying attention to the fucking news cycle. That's insulting, man.
It's like,
hey, stupid boy. Matter of fact, look, I'm gonna bring it back so you can actually feel where I'm coming from. Remember when you worked at Radio Shack back in the day?
Of course.
And these stupid hick motherfuckers would come in there and try to tell you something about shit that you know how to put together. Like, yeah. Really? Yeah. Really? That's how I feel. Like, How you gonna tell me about Bernie Sanders when I've seen Bernie Sanders for the past fucking, since I can remember, you know, since I can remember keeping up with politics, he was there. Christ, man.
This whole generation, man.
Man, come on, man. Man.
But this is the year, though. This is the year that we have a revolution. Something happened. Like, he must have had a hell of a dream.
Okay, I'm okay, audience. I'm gonna put you up on a little more game. Here's a little more southern game right here. Okay, Here's the number one rule to know, to like to realize and understand when you're getting hoodwinked. The first part of getting hoodwinked is somebody going out of their way to sell you something. Like, they're really propping up this product that they're trying to sell you. That's like red alert hoodwink. Red alert, red alert.
Got that WMD.
Got that death. Got them tabs. Man, come on, man. And how you know Hillary Clinton is disingenuous is because she's not trying to sell herself to you. She's just trying to let you know, oh, I'm the best person for the job. I know you might not like me, but I can do this job. I've been Secretary of State for the past 8 years. I can do this. I can be the president.
I respect that, dude. I respect that a little bit. It's a selfish part of me that does kind of respect that.
Exactly. I totally agree with you, sir, because I'm that same way. It's the same. It's just we can call that the Kanye complex, man. We have it. Like, it's in us.
Because
I consider myself very genuine, but I also know I'm an asshole, and I can't help it.
Right.
And especially if you push my buttons and insult my intelligence is my number one. Like, you try to question me on my intelligence, especially on something that I know about. What the fuck?
Right.
Oh, so he did this? Oh, so he did march with King, huh? I don't give a fuck. I could give two fucks if he marched with King. What are you doing about these police that are shooting people right now?
I mean,
is he even gonna do something about it? Is he even gonna acknowledge it? That's my thing. That's my thing. Are you gonna even acknowledge that the shit is going on?
They're not even having the conversation, you know. It's like,
and then okay, so now, so then you question me on, oh, but are you expecting Donald Trump to do? No, I'm not. Why would I expect these motherfuckers to do that? They trying to get rid of people. They trying to get rid of brown people.
Yeah.
The fuck. They trying to get rid of brown people, but they want free labor. I don't understand it. How can that work?
Who else gonna fix my roof?
It's gonna be white slaves. It's gonna be white roofers now. Is that what is going to be back to what it was supposed to be originally? There's no way, because greed trumps everything, man.
No pun intended.
Yeah. I didn't even catch it, but I did.
But what was crazy?
I hit y'all with that. He's wearing the 4-5. Not to play games with you, just to aim at you, probably maim you. Huh. I didn't even catch myself. I usually catch those. I didn't catch the Trump there.
Oh, man. Okay. It's just like I was saying earlier, it's not even the political side of it. It's just one side of it. It's like, now, people are actually getting bold out here in these streets, like, just losing their fucking minds, and that is weird. Like, I don't even know what I was just riding down the interstate minding my business. Somebody cut me off real bad, and the dude had a Trump sticker.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, I've never actually gotten mad at somebody because of their sticker. But right then and there, the dude cut me off, and I said, that's about right. Like, I just assume the worst in any person that supports Trump. And I don't know if I've already been so desensitized to all this craziness that I'm also a part of the problem, and I just don't know it yet.
I actually wish that these motherfuckers, like, you could hit them with the pit maneuver. Like, anybody you see with a Donald Trump stick on their car or truck, just hit them with the pit maneuver and spin their fucking ass off the road. Because I don't want to kill them. I don't want to advocate killing them on here. But Yeah, I'll kill your vehicle. Rich bastards. Rich bastards. That was my opportunity to get at him one more time. And speaking of opportunists, Michael Rinder.
Killer Mike?
Michael Rinder.
Oh, government?
Yes. I'm not even going to start by going off on him. I'm going to just call him what he is. He is the ultimate opportunist.
A lot of people, you know, like to be in the right place at the right time.
Oh, Chuck P., what do you mean by opportunist? By opportunist, I mean, you get on TV, you're on Bill Maher, which Bill Maher is another subject for another day. Get on Bill Maher, take shots at the prayers, go back again. Now you dick riding Bernie Sanders, right? Man that's offering you the same options that the dude that's in the office already is giving you. What's gonna make him do it better? Cause he's an old white man? Is that what it is? Is that what it is, Michael? Why the fuck you ain't making music no more, man? I need another Sunday Morning Massacre. You know, why you not doing no shit like this? Why are you getting so deep into this bullshit, man? Because this dude not trying to help us. He in office already. He not trying to push no legislation through to try to get these cops to stop killing us.
Yeah.
The fuck, man?
But everybody on Bernie right now.
Yeah. And what do you mean by everybody?
Everybody.
What is everybody? What is the demographic of everybody? Could it be the same demographic of people that bought Run the Jewels 1 and 2?
Yeah.
This could be strictly speculation, or it could be 100% true. Who knows?
So is there a correlation between Run the Jewels?
I'm saying there's a correlation between Run the Jewels and the Bernie Sanders demographic right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm saying that if Bernie Sanders had a Run the Jewels concert at one of his speeches, it would be the same crowd if he was at a debate.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I hear you, bro. I hear you. See, I haven't been, you know, in the past, since our last show, I haven't really been as social as I should. So I am out of the loop. Like, I don't even know what people listen to. I don't know who's doing what. So I just know if I like it or not. So I didn't even know why people was on Run the Jewels like that. I thought it was some black shit.
But then again,
I don't know.
You go on YouTube and check out a Run the Jewels show and tell me who's there.
Well, on most shows, though, it's like that, right?
Okay, and who's buying the CDs?
It's always the white people.
And who's buying the bootleg CDs?
If we buy it.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Okay, and that cut down the legs off of that shit real quick. Okay, so Michael Rinder, why, bro? Why are you not making music, man? Why are you not doing the shit that you say you love? And I am kind of telling you what to do because the shit that you're doing now is bullshit. To me and to a lot of people. I'm glad that you're actually out there talking, but there's other shit you could say. Why you not pressing this old ass man about getting something done to help your community? Other than some bullshit jobs. Huh?
Do you even see what kind of jobs like this? I'm sure he has a plan in place since he's a politician and all, but do the people who arrive for him even know his you know, his plan, there's all this good stuff. I just keep hearing free education. That's all I keep hearing.
Free education, single payer health care. He gonna change the tax rate.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And he gonna put a fucking pot of gold at the end of each rainbow that you see. He gonna make weed legal. He gonna open the borders permanently.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Referral. He gonna officially make gay marriage legal. Again.
I'm about to say, I thought it was. What you mean again?
He gonna dig up Osama bin Laden and shoot him again.
Oh man.
What else? His old ass might as well just get a Caesar and put some blackface on.
Everybody gonna be shucking and jiving.
Fuck, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Come on, man.
But all the cool kids are voting for Bernie, though.
Hoodwink rule number two. If two people trying to sell you the same thing, but one person is offering you way more.
Yeah.
For the same price. Yeah. For only one vote, man, you can get all this. Or you can vote for Hillary and, you know, she gonna do the job, you know. But I got all of this, man. I got all of this shit. Come on, man. Wolf ticket.
It's a revolution.
And if you feel that he's the best candidate, then good. But let's not come to blows over the shit, man. If I don't feel as hype as you, I'm sorry. I can't though. I can't. It's different things weighing on my conscience than yours.
Right.
And as in yours, I'm talking to Bernie Sanders stands.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole bunch of things just on my conscience, other than all this other shit that Bernie Sanders is offering that I know is never gonna happen. If Bernie Sanders, look, put it like this: the Saints got a better chance of winning the Super Bowl again than Bernie Sanders getting all that shit done. The Pelicans got a chance to making it to the finals.
Oh God!
I'll see the Pelicans in the finals before Bernie Sanders get all that shit done.
Might not even be able to get half of it done, because I mean, if he still would be a Democrat, and the situation would still be the same, whether it was Obama or him.
Well, obviously, you are like the fifth person out of 500 million. You know. That actually sees this, and you haven't been paying attention.
I'm just saying.
Damn. It's just like you just come off the sideline like, oh yeah, that's some bullshit. Like, you just tell us some bullshit. Okay. If it smell like bullshit, most likely.
Because my thing is, the party lines thing is so deep. Like, Trump proves how retarded this whole party lines thing is. Like, the dude is saying insane madness, and people are still like, I'm supporting him. He's Republican. Like, what does that even mean? Like, what is that?
You know the worst thing that happened? Like, over the past 5 years now, I'm going to say, 5 or 6 years now, like, there's been two major separations. There's been the separation in the Republican Party that it was between the GOP and the Tea Party. And then a few years later, the same thing happened in the Democratic Party, where you had your moderate Democrats going against the fucking socialists. And the socialists are just like, the socialists are the people that run the jewels. A lot of them are. It's a lot of the younger demographic that just want, like, they're totally down with socialism. Not, and they like to say democratic socialism, but it's just straight socialism.
Yeah.
And like, I'm down with it too, but I know, like, the reality of the situation is that we'll never get authentic socialism in this country, because that's not what this country was founded upon.
Right.
This country was founded upon theft, killing, and taking.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean freedom. My bad. I'm sorry.
Pass the turkey, everything.
And a blanket. Cover yourself with it. I just sneezed on it. Yeah.
As Lee Malcolm X said, man, Rooster's coming home to
Roost or whatever the hell. The chickens are coming home. It's funny, huh? I got a question for you. How many people would be trying to talk down on the shit Jeremiah Wright was saying on Hillary Clinton now?
Oh my God.
Let's bring that. Yeah, huh? Huh?
All they gotta do is play the same tape that they had. They don't even have to get nothing new. Just run it again.
It was so wrong. It was so wrong 8-9 years ago. It was so wrong to say that. I guarantee you, they'll probably if Bernie Sanders had enough nuts, like the in the same kind of the hypothetical nuts like Donald Trump had, you know, he'd have said it. Donald Trump probably waiting for Hillary to get there so he can talk shit about her, like, because he has nothing else to fucking talk about. And I would talk about the Republican side a little bit more, just to get in depth, to give everybody honest, like a good picture on my opinion of the matter. But there's nothing to say, because they don't say anything but insult each other and insult brown people, and watch brown people get snuffed the fuck out at their rallies. That's it. That's all that happens. Oh, yeah. Two niggas got punched in the face today. Oh, Donald Trump rally. Dude, North Carolina just knocked dude smooth the fuck out. Laid his ass out. Come on, man. Well, yeah, and I was I'm done with Michael Rinder, man. I just want to know why he not making no more music, or he make a fucking Bernie Sanders song, man.
He about to be hitting that Bernie. You know they like to name the weed after.
Niggas was lined up to make Obama songs when Obama got elected.
Even the Boondocks had a song.
You know what I'm saying? Obama, that was a joint.
Oh, man. Bro, it was so crazy. They had comedians dressing up like Obama, yeah. Rapping. Like, man, it was a phenomenon. Even Michelle.
Oh, but nah. It's real nowadays, bro. Like, if you... Last night on Comedy Central, I was looking at it late night last night, and they had, like, the debate between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, and it was just two guys acting like Trump and Sanders, and that shit was hilarious. It was like, it was debate style. And
I'm trying to actually talk about with some substance, though.
Yes, but back to this dream. Okay. Now, I'm making sure that I try to cover all the ends to this.
Right.
Okay. Barack Obama was also selling a dream.
Yeah.
But there is no way, you can honestly tell me that Barack Obama wasn't the best person for the job out of all the candidates over the last 8 years.
Especially given the events that's been transpiring these past couple of years.
Yes.
Like, he handled that shit like a champ, man. Yes. I gotta give him his credit.
The unemployment rate is at 4.9. Like, the last time I checked, as of February of 16, I didn't check it for this month, but I did check it at the end of last month, and it was down to 4.9. It was... Wasn't it damn near at 10 when he got there, if I'm not mistaken? 8 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, somewhere around there, but I mean, all the important numbers, like economically, he's, you know, it's benefited from his presidency. So, I mean, that's part of the reason why I'm so nervous about the next couple of years.
So, where the fuck are you, Ed Schultz?
Oh, God.
Where the fuck are you? You know what? Ed Schultz still got a job. And you know what? A good 80% of those people that he had and he encouraged not to vote have a job now.
Yeah.
No thanks to y'all, but y'all got a fucking job.
But Obama.
But now you want to tell? But now you gonna come and try to tell me that this dude gonna get the same job that was supposed to get done with the same group of people that's in office, if not more of the opposition? How? Tell me how. At least when Obama got there the first time, it was damn near even until y'all forgot to vote in 10.
But that's a problem my party has, though.
It wasn't me in my community, because we went out and voted. And you know what? You know what? And a lot of y'all lost y'all jobs because y'all didn't ride with Obama. Because y'all were scared to ride with him.
Hmm. That was the thing. Oh, yeah.
Because if it wasn't Obamacare, the fucking birther movement. I don't know if our president is a Muslim or not. Bitch, you wouldn't even know if you was drinking old milk if you didn't have the date on the milk. Stupid fuck. I don't know if he's a Muslim. Man, come on, man. Really? Really?
You gotta pull out all the stops, man. Boy had all Hussein in his name.
That's another thing that changed with me in the past couple of years. This is something that changed with me. The coded language gets blown up, like, on sound. As soon as I hear it, I don't want to hear this shit. Tell me how you really feel.
What are you doing?
And that's what everybody... Once I hear the coded language, I don't want to hear anything else you have to say, because now you're trying to sell me a wolf ticket, first off. This might be the title of the episode, Wolf Tickets and Hoodwinks. Getting hoodwinked with the wolf ticket. That's going to be the name of the show. Come on, man. I know y'all call it different things in different areas. Like down here in certain areas, we call it fucked over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got yours. Yeah. You know, yeah. It's different, but yeah. Don't try to sell that to us, man. Like, we're too intelligent, first off, and we actually have been paying attention, unlike y'all. We've been paying attention because we had to, because we've been calling out to these same people to try to do something to help our communities. And not the help that Bill Clinton did in 94. Not that help.
Oh, man.
Because we did sign off on that, but we didn't know, like, as a whole, that it would come to this. Like, no, it was no way. Like, it wasn't, because it wasn't supposed to come to this. Everybody talking about hoods and all the people in the hood make their little clans and cliques and shit. The police ain't nothing but a clique.
Huh.
I'm always hearing about the good ones. Where the good ones at? Because you lose to me, you lose all credibility of being good once you start covering up for the motherfuckers that do bad. When you don't have enough balls or enough courage to stand up for the shit you supposedly believe in, if you're so good, you know.
Yeah.
But hey. Bernie Sanders not gonna do nothing about this shit. Hillary Clinton not gonna do no shit about this. And you know what?
As a matter of fact, before I started getting flooded out with this bullshit, I was gonna actually vote. I was gonna actually push for Bernie Sanders. But over the last year and a half, you've just insulted my intelligence to the point where I don't even want to associate with a lot of the people that I know we vote for the same issues and reasons. And I can't do it anymore. I can't, because you've really insulted my intelligence. How can you try to push this shit on me?
You don't hear them on those rallies? Those people get excited.
Okay. Why they wasn't excited during the midterms?
Because, like I said, man.
Wasn't Obama trying to get school free for people too?
Yep.
What happened to that? Oh, it got caught up in the obstruction.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe it's just maybe if we try a white man, be so much obstruction. Really? Is the only way the obstruction is gonna end if Donald Trump gets elected as the president. That's when the obstruction is gonna end.
Guess so.
Because the Democrats they don't have enough backbone to obstruct the government. Second off, they're not ignorant enough to do no ignorant ass shit like that. You got people actually losing jobs just to get your point across. And that's sad, because you still got people that actually support that shit. I'll never get over that. Never. I'll never vote Republican for nothing for the rest of my life if it remains like this. Even if it changed, I'm still not. I'm not going back. Juvie went back.
From Bush. Oh yeah, Juvie did go back.
Juvie went back. But I ain't going back. I ain't never was there, and I ain't never going back. Believe that.
If a
Republican wins the presidency this time around, I will be scared. Honestly, I will be, because I'm not going. I don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
We about to drop a bomb on somebody. Now they about to drop a bomb on us. Cause them rich motherfuckers not worried about that. Cause they can just go fly off. Like Yada say, they gonna fly back to Mars. Where they come from.
Yada.
Yeah, before they landed on the Caucasus Mountains. Eating raw flesh.
Eating raw flesh. That's what's up. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
Raw flesh, man. Get out of here. Dad, put some mayonnaise on it. Stop that. So racist. I'm sorry.
Is that mayonnaise, brother? Look at all that mayonnaise.
To watch that. What's up, man? That political shit, man. It's like, but yeah, to your point, I'm seeing too many people getting heated over this, like in their real life.
Yes, like it shouldn't be like people on the same side of an argument shouldn't go to blows over who's going to represent them if they're going for the same thing. Like it shouldn't come to blows over that. It didn't come to blows over that when it was Barack and Hillary. People wasn't like, because I was campaigning, I would know. People on the Hillary side weren't as fired up
That's the best word I'm going to use.
But they didn't think she was going to lose, though. They thought she had that locked up because he came at the end pulled out the upset.
They weren't like, oh, if you don't vote for Hillary Clinton, you're just doing a disservice to your community and this and that. Like, no, it wasn't that. The vitriol wasn't that much. It wasn't. And if you're ready to let that one go, I got a couple of more articles we can talk about. If you're ready to let this one go, because I can continue on, but I don't really have to.
Yeah. Well, no, we're going to be able to talk about Trump for God knows how long.
Yeah, I know we haven't been on in a while, so okay. Yeah. Next up, Louisiana lawmakers approve bill to set up medical marijuana shops.
Hey-o.
The Louisiana House Committee on Wednesday approved House Bill 446, which would create a license for business owners to sell medical marijuana products. Louisiana has already allowed the use of medical marijuana with a doctor's prescription since the 90s. I did not know about this. Although the sale of cannabis remained illegal. Yeah, they don't tell that to us. Because they need to catch some people. They still need to put people in jail. But Bernie Sanders gonna fix all that shit, right? Right.
It's already decriminalized in some places. Mm-hmm. You kind of late to that party.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got any thoughts? You got any thoughts on this situation about
the legal legal medical marijuana? Hell yeah, I got some thoughts on it. Shit, man. You know, being a programmer, I deal with a lot of high end issues, and I have a lot of people's information, and I deal with a lot of anxiety being in charge of so much information. So I'm just saying that I need something to help me cope with my day to day. I don't want to take no prescriptions every time I look at commercials. It's a 30-second spot and 25 seconds of that commercial is motherfucking side effects.
Are you feeling down? Take Zublenda. Side effects include ass rape, diarrhea, bowel movements, thorough vomit, heartburn, heart attack, stroke, extreme vomiting, projectile vomiting.
Don't forget about diarrhea. They always got to have
If you want to feel good again, try Zublenda. That's how I go.
They don't even talk about the dick pills and being blind and some of them have your skin. A lot of men have like suicidal thoughts. Like, Fucked up, my goodness, man.
The first thing I said, side effects include the feeling of ass rape. That was fucked up, man. I'm like,
But all the real though about this, nah, man, look. This is my thing.
I'm sorry, yo.
This is my thing. The whole war on drugs thing was cop out from Jump Street. So this is the first step to getting a lot of people. Like, it's bad enough that drugs over, prisons overcrowded with people with bullshit drug charges. So this will at least help, you know, give us a better chance at, you know, having something.
The jails for the people that smoke weed while they still got pedophiles and rapists walking the streets free.
Right. And that's one angle of it. It's like the criminal system aspect of it, like that is amazing, that's incredible. But then the other side of it is,
like, man, who would if the criminal system wasn't actually milking the government, they would see this as a fucking advantage for them. That now you don't have to arrest people all the time that got weed. You don't have to keep surveillance on houses on people that got weed in them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could actually look for the fucking rapist that's out here.
They ain't worried about that, though.
You know what? But they ain't worried about that because a bunch of fucking hoteps. That's what it is. Mm. They don't care about people getting raped and children getting preyed upon. They don't care about that.
Let it be. Daughter will have all kind of laws.
When you turn on National Geographic, you just see dudes getting their dicks getting hard as fuck. Just because they're going to cut down marijuana trees in the woods and stuff, man. Fuck you. I wish you'd cut your leg off when you're chopping down that tree. For real.
I believe you.
Okay, on a serious note, I think this is a good idea. I don't know how it's going to hold up in this state, but it is actually a good idea. The sell, even if medicinal marijuana, it's good for the fucking infrastructure after what Bobby Jindal did to this fucking state.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it'll get money. I mean, how much money did Colorado bring in? Wasn't it in the billions or something like that?
I don't know, but I know it costs like $7.50 for a fucking pack of cigarettes now. That's all I know. He did enough for it to go from... In the Bush years, a pack of cigarettes out here was $2.76. That was with the tax. It went up $5. He did $5 worth of damage to the state on a pack of cigarettes. So just imagine on everything else. Yeah. I don't need to go into the other math. Let's just say we're in the red by a lot.
I mean, he did leave us with a deficit and bounce once the White House shit fell, so...
Come on, man.
He had an agenda the
whole
time.
It would have got to the point where I think I would have actually started, the physical, in-your-face protesting if that dude would have been a serious candidate for the Republicans for president. Calling people hypocrites in their fucking faces. I kind of wish he would have.
Everybody go ahead and be.
Yeah, no. Racists don't ever have their day because they never admit to being racist. That's
and
why.
When they do, they'll be like 3 years and then they write back out. All you get is a fucking note in the mail. Hey,
and
rapist next door.
And not to lie, I think racism is going to be a factor in this matter here with this bill passing. Like, will this shit actually work? And I don't think I'm always the naysayer, everybody. So I don't think it will work, just because of the people that inhabit this state. A lot of them don't have the same opinions on matters like I do. So a lot of them don't actually use logic when making decisions. It's obvious. They voted for Bobby Jindal twice. How? How, Sway? Because I don't have the answers.
People out here retarded, man. They don't.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna just say that they brainwashed to the point where they actually vote against their interests in such a large clip to where it makes it seem like they have some type of mental disability. This is ridiculous, man. You're gonna have people talking about the marijuana's thing, like the plural, like it's not the same as marijuana. The marijuana's, I'm pretty sure that's gonna start seeing articles and shit about that out here now, since they passed this bill, and it's gonna be so hard for people that actually got legitimate business plans to open up decent and legitimate shops because of the idiots.
Well, they only have 10 slots, so, and that's for the whole state, so I'm sure that that might make them, you know, be for real.
Oh, yeah, let me include that. The House Bill 446 actually provides the first step towards selling medical marijuana. It's a $5,000 fee to apply for a license, along with a $150 operation fee. The $5,000 would be used to pay for inspections, background checks, and to prepare paperwork. The dispensaries would be limited to 10 stores, to 10 storefronts that would spread to, throughout the state. Now, we were at work the other day talking about this same thing, and I was trying to give my buddy of mine a good view of how those 10 storefronts would be spread throughout this state. And I told him that 5 of them would be in the Baton Rouge, New Orleans area.
I'm sure.
One, probably 2 in Lafayette, in the Lafayette Central area. 1 in the Southwest area, where I am now. And 1 in the North, like around Alexandria, Monroe, something like that. It will not be spread evenly throughout this state. Not the way it could be. But it, right. And I was telling them, most likely it'll be spread upon party lines, put it like that. In the places where there's a real liberal feeling about the marijuana, there will be more shops. And the east side of the state is way more liberal than where I am in up north. Period.
Get you a shop, though. You just need one.
Yeah. You get one so you can get harassed by the fucking dumbass police all the time.
Yeah, I know, right? Probably gonna have a cop waiting there, walk in there and try to arrest somebody. Like, oh, man, I thought this shit was good.
Democratic Representative H. Bernard LaBasse said that we're hoping they can get rid of the part of the drug to get people high.
Well, tell them to take the hops out the alcohol then. What? I mean, we can just drink water.
And here's a comment from Chuck P. We're hoping that they can get rid of the part of the alcohol that makes you an asshole. Now what? What?
But they don't have that disclaimer at the bottom of the Super Bowl commercials. Big business with the beer. So, I guarantee you, if the freaking the weed shops was out in that thing like DraftKings having their damn logo everywhere, I'm sure it would be all right.
Well, I'm pretty sure too. I'm more than sure. It's okay, sir. I really do think that it's a good idea. Is it actually happening? I'm not too sure of that because I am a skeptical minority living in an area of predominant people. Yeah, people that don't see eye to eye with me and don't share the same opinion with me. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's why I had to get the hell from out there, man.
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad that you're in a more liberal area.
I mean, that's crazy out here.
Yeah, I know, but
shit.
If you get really into the city part, there's you know, the people that with the differing opinions, they don't like to hang out in the city and shit. So,
why not? Because they don't want nobody knocking you off. You know, want to make sure you don't be hurt. With them and their other friends with them bedspreads and shit on them. What? I mean, they're real. I ain't making it up. Shit. They exist.
Oh, I know they exist.
Ain't like that shit your boy talking about. I've never heard David Duke before in my life. Like, what? No.
Oh yeah, he never heard of the bro. I don't have nothing to say about, like, what can we say about that? That's what I'm saying. We can't. It's not that I don't want to talk about the Republican side. It's that I just refuse to. How the fuck you don't know who David Duke is?
It ain't nothing to talk about.
And what was worse was the dude that was questioning him didn't, like, just say it like this. Like, really? The dude not the president yet?
President Trump. Man, I can't. Oh, Lord. And this is super crazy to, like, my kid, because she's seven. She was born when Obama was elected. So, to her, all she's ever known is a black president. Mm-hmm. So, she's looking at the news with me, and she keeps asking me why nobody looks like Barack Obama. And I have to open up a page, because I can't open up a book, you know, I got to get on Google and bust out the Wikipedia page.
Oh, baby, you get used to it.
Yeah, hit it with the real, the semi-real. I mean, I didn't make her watch Roots or nothing, you know. Just showed her the president's list. Like, no, baby, he was the exception. He ain't the rule. You mean to tell me I'm just finding out and he's going to leave? Yep. Life's hard.
Yep.
Be all right.
Lucky you got to see one. It's just, man, like I said, lucky you got to see one. It's just like a Saints Super Bowl. Like I got to see.
I got me that one.
That's all I need. Okay. Sir, do you have anything else you'd like? Do you have anything you'd like to talk about? I have a couple of articles.
I'd like to hit on something.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't get me wrong before I start this. I don't want to be the guy to, you know, blame white people for random things, because that would be weird. But sometimes there are fads that take place that just make me question, am I just truly racist and I always see that white people are stealing shit and renaming it? But I came across this thing and it's just bothering me just so much. So there's this thing that the people are crowning or dubbing the hair tattoo. So,
the what?
You said it's a hair tattoo. So
where do you get those from?
You can get them at any barbershop. You can even do one yourself. It's really not that definitely difficult.
How can you tattoo yourself? How can you tattoo yourself?
So yes, in the black community, we call that a part. So yeah. People have invented hair tattoos for the whites, and they're starting to do the three-lined tattoos in their heads, which aren't actually tattoos. It's kind of like how the hoverboard isn't a hoverboard, but you know.
It's kind of what LeBron used to have when he was in Miami.
What, that shoe pilot?
Oh.
What does it call the Beijing?
Damn. That Grecian.
Oh. You see that boy, first quarter, he got there looking straight. On fourth quarter, that boy, he's looking like freaking Greg Oden.
Man. Come on, man. Sorry. I wouldn't go bring up the Carlos Boozer, man.
Oh, the BG. I mean, he's doing like Greg Oden out there, man. I had to say something. Just let it go. Either that or keep his hair super low. Like, he be letting that shit grow out a little bit, and it's just too noticeable. That's all I'm saying. Because I don't really care. He can get clowned all he want, but it look like he kind of sensitive about that, so keep that shit low. But now I just had to bring up the hair tattoo because apparently it's a thing, and it just irks my nerves whenever I see that something was created when I'm like, it's just a part. Like, let's stop calling this exotic name. Because when they said a hair tattoo, I was thinking about like some Jamie Foxx type shit with like, you know, tattoos on your head.
Yeah.
No. We're talking about a fucking fart. So.
I did not know about this. I am unaware of this. I did not know why if you're gonna appropriate something from somebody else's culture, why can't you just ask them about it? Why do you steal it on the cool and then come up with it like it was your own?
Because
why do you have to Taylor Swift? Why do you have to appropriate? I'm sorry, I didn't. That just came out uninhibitedly. It's the weed. I'm gonna blame the weed. Okay. On side note, I got something for you to listen to.
Oh, God.
I want to know what you think about this. This happened at the beginning of the year, but it hadn't been on, so now I can finally play this for you. I've been saving it. I have a couple of these, but here's one of them. Okay.
So somebody called the judge a nigga. A judge. Like, passed the bar exam, judge. Went to school with that shit, judge. Like, that's why I don't even be feeling sorry for these dudes when they get the shit knocked out of them for doing that. Like, if a fucking petty thief could approach a judge like, don't matter what, you steal a nigga. Like, you know, like, that's the underlying part that just is annoying. Like, people like that even have the nerve to say that to a judge. Like, shut the fuck up and just go to jail. Like, just go to jail.
That was Judge Olu Stevens in Jefferson County, I want to say, in Kentucky. That was his first day back on the bench after he had a talking to with the Chief Justice of Kentucky. Complaining that prosecutors were always asking for all white jurors.
Huh.
Yeah,
I know you can do that.
Fair enough. As I said, fair enough. I didn't need you to hear that one. That was a good one. I have another one. Oh, Hotep nigga. Alert, everybody. Yeah, QJ Pimpson wasn't up on this one. And I know this is an old story, but we kind of do have to talk about this a little bit. And as I pull it up, dude, who you think this is about, first off? Like, as I pull this up. Huh?
Bill Cosby?
Nah, it ain't about Bill Cosby. He closed, though. Close enough.
I don't know.
We're gonna talk about Kells. You know, Kells, trapped in the closet.
That fucking child molester.
Oh, yes. That boy can sing, huh?
I hate people who like him. I hate people who like R. Kelly. Because you can't even talk to them.
Nope.
I'm like, why are you listening to that child molester? Man, she looked old. I'm like, what the fuck? What?
And especially years later now that we both have daughters, you know, like,
man.
Yeah, are you serious? That's what I'm saying. That's hotel logic right there. That's exactly, and that's what I'm saying. You got to separate yourself from these people.
I think I'm already separated because I don't even like to hang with me. That's great. That's excellent. Like, look, I'm tired of, no, that days is over. Grown ass man, dog. He's ripping and running. Just saying, man. Fuck all that.
Man. Yeah, I'm having a little technical difficulties with this link, but I should.
Oh,
I
got it up.
I had it up. I don't know why it's acting funny. Yeah, R. Kelly did an interview with HuffPost Live a few months ago, and it was spectacular, sir. It was fucking spectacular.
But he can't read, though, right?
Oh, he can read now, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he bought himself the ability to read. If he didn't, after all these years, then he got a goddamn problem. Hopefully you would buy, like, that's the first thing I would do with my money is buy myself the ability to read if I couldn't and I just came into money off of just pure talent.
Yeah.
There it is. All right. Are you ready for this, sir?
Yes, I am.
The next question is something negative out of your mouth. With all due respect, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay, a couple of things. One, there's going to be no negativity. I'm just asking you questions.
Well, sir. I know the difference between a negative question and a positive one. So if I think it's negative, I'm
going to
walk.
I'm not going to ask you questions.
With all due respect to all of you guys here.
I won't ask you questions that are framed in a specific way, one way or another. I'm asking,
I understand this is your job.
So let's talk about your lyrics for a moment, okay? So would you say that you have a healthy relationship with sex? Sex is mentioned frequently in your lyrics. In many of the songs, you talk about having sex with women, multiple women. Would you say that you have a healthy relationship with sex and that that is reflected musically?
I would have to say this. I did not come here to get interrogated. I didn't come here for a deposition. You know what a deposition is?
I'm very aware of what a deposition is. I'm asking you about your music.
You should agree with me when I say that this sounds sort of like a deposition.
I think it may be the accent, but no. I'm asking you specifically about your music.
I didn't even hear your accent. I only hear your English.
It's my I'm only paying attention
to the English that comes out of your mouth.
I'm asking you about your music and your lyrics.
This is a deposition. This is not about R. Kelly. This is not about music. This is not about someone who works hard on his music who has an album out. This is about trying to interrogate me, and this is about, you know, disrespect. And I'm going to sit here.
Mr. Kelly, I don't believe I'm disrespecting you. I asked you a very specific question about your lyrics.
Your intelligence, not mine.
I asked you a very specific question about your music and your lyrics.
Well, if you don't think...
Okay, first off, you up here talking about intelligence. Hey, you should see what this motherfucker has on, bro.
No. You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of those dudes. No, I ain't gonna say that. I might get killed. Maybe not the dudes, but something like them. The people who, like, when they go to jail and come out, and then they be like, come on, my brother. You gotta give these bean pies, my brother.
Trying to sell you that yada logic, huh?
Yeah, he couldn't read, so now he can read. Now he's starting to use big words. Mm-hmm. This is a deposition.
The European doctrine would have you believe that.
Okay. I'm not giving a big word. He just gonna keep using the word deposition all the time.
I'm just waiting to hear this nigga say something about you must have came from the Caucasus Mountains. So you know, like that. Okay, let me finish this because this one is just about over. Let me finish it up.
If you're disrespecting me, then that's just, like I say, the level of your intelligence, not mine.
Okay.
I respect it.
I'm going to ask about
I respect that you have a job.
I'm going to just go to a comment.
Do you drink?
Do I drink?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you get drunk?
Yeah.
You fall all over and not know it yet?
I don't understand the line of questioning, but no.
I see, exactly. But it ain't positive, is it? It has nothing to do with your job, does it?
But I'm asking you specifically about your music and your lyrics. That has very much about your job.
My personal life. Or,
which has started with all due respect. Actually, no, this is a great point. No, it is. Your personal life has started to interfere with the way that people consume your lyrics.
Right.
I sent you some messages there about that.
You're here to get ratings, and I understand it. I respect that.
No, sir.
You won't be getting them off me if you're going to interrogate.
I'm not interrogating you.
Talk about something positive.
Let's bring in one.
I'm in New York. I'm having a great time. I'm finna go visit some friends. I'm finna do some more business. I'm finna have a great time. I didn't come here for you to spoil that.
One more question. You're here to promote your album. I have one more question.
Yeah.
What do you say to the multiple fans? The many fans who are watching and listening that say there have been multiple accusations against young women in Chicago, and they are concerned about your past and that's impacting them from purchasing your music sales.
All. It doesn't matter who they are. If they hate me, they love me, they want to destroy me, whatever, I love them all. And I love you too.
You don't need to give me any of your love, sir.
Everybody.
You really don't need to give me your love. I just wanted to ask the question. What do you say to the... What do you say to the fans, your fans who don't want to buy your music?
I'm not going to allow you to do that, but I love you. I love
you. Okay, I have a video question for you from a fan. If you
video questions for me because this interview is over.
Okay, well, Mr. K, thank you very much for coming to office. I'm not answering my questions, but thank you for being here. You don't have to comment on my appearance, sir.
Like I said earlier.
Hey, look, Kels, let me ask you about you pissing on children, man. Well, I don't really need to talk about that, you know. It's all about what I've done for the community and whatnot, you know, this and that. Get out of here, man.
Discharge. I can't really. Well, I guess he must always get asked, you know. Because before she even formed the words, he was on it. Then he gave her a question, and she went for the jugular. Fuck it. He already acting like a little chump. Might as well go for the throat. I can't believe R. Kelly out there sounding like a little chump. Actually, I can. He's a rapist and a child molester. I wouldn't say rapist, just a child molester.
Yeah, I don't have too much to say about Kel. I just needed to let you hear that. Because somebody fronted a model on being a phony and a rapist and a child predator. And she didn't even front on him about it. She just asked questions that other people had put in the chat to ask him while he was on the interview.
But he can't read though. He thinks that she just came up with them questions herself. He couldn't read the chat to know that they had already asked that question. When you retarded, you got to get mad at everything, cause a diversion, you know.
Yeah, and I just found my article, another one of my articles, but I'm just bring it up as a reminder. Okay, back in April, Michael Renda said that the criminalization of rap music is the new Jim Crow, and he was so adamant about
how using lyrics in trials and stuff is such a dangerous thing. What happened to that? Why you not on that shit anymore, Rinda? I'll wait. Yeah, that's what I said too. Sorry, man.
Oh, nah, man. This was a good show. Nice to get back on the mic, man. Get back in the swing of things.
We get this one out of the way. Hopefully we can get back on a routine basis like we were 4 years ago on the routine. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good evening.
All right.